This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Before mayoral candidate Brandon Johnson moved to Chicago, where he became a teacher, CTU organizer, and Cook County commissioner, his roots were shaped in the northwest suburbs. WBEZ's Tessa Weinberg has the second of two profiles of the mayoral candidates. Our profile of Paul Vallis aired yesterday.
Along with his political aspirations and his progressive beliefs, Johnson's faith seems to permeate most facets of his life. He grew up in Sunday school, driving around 15-passenger church vans and leading the youth group of his family's church in Elgin. The middle child of 10 siblings, Johnson frequently joked on the campaign trail that he learned how to negotiate from jockeying for space in the family's lone bathroom. No matter how hectic the morning, the family took daily time out for their faith. Here's his younger sister, Andrea Johnson Williams.
The high schoolers had to get on the bus maybe like 5:30, so everybody had to get up. And we all marched downstairs, and we started our morning every single morning with prayer.
In an interview, Johnson says he met his wife, Stacy, at an annual religious convention. And his religious upbringing comes out frequently on the debate stage when he speaks to the audience as if they're a church congregation.
Now, I'm a son of a pastor. Y'all know what the truth does.
Johnson's sister says many thought he would lead the family's church one day. But instead, he chose a life of public service, where he describes his own campaign for mayor as a walk of faith. But it's a walk some of his critics say he's not ready to take. Before the runoff election, Johnson was a little-known Cook County commissioner. He was first elected in 2018. His opponents say with just one term in public office under his belt, the 47-year-old lacks the experience to lead Chicago. Johnson, however, is running a mayoral campaign that touts big, bullet-pointed ideas to improve public safety, education, and more by, quote, investing in people. G2 Brown is a longtime community organizer who got to know Johnson through his organizing work with the teachers union. He says Johnson's campaign is about challenging the status quo, which he admits is not an easy sell for a city known for its old-school politics.
And I think that one of the challenges is going to be to really inspire people to understand that our only limitations are the ones we accept. That just because this is how it's been does not mean this is how it's going to be.
Johnson didn't become a teacher until his 30s, and when asked about his early years, he talks vaguely and loftily about how his faith intertwined with his and his wife's travels across the globe. They went to Africa, South America, and Cuba. He says those trips informed how he later approached his teaching. He frequently talks about his faith, but says his travel wasn't missionary-based.
We didn't go around proselytizing the world. That was not our objective. It was more about just understanding the unique qualities and the makeup of our people and the commonality, that even though we have been separated physically, that we are still very connected spiritually, ideologically, emotionally. And that's not missionary work. That's liberation work. That's why I became a teacher.
Johnson's first teaching job in 2007 was at Jenner Elementary Academy of the Arts. He was only there for a few years, but his former colleagues remember him making an impact. Johnson called all of his students with a Mr. or Miss before their last name as a sign of respect. And when he taught the boys' basketball team, he had the students wear button-up, collared shirts and ties on game days, says Mary Beth Payne, a math teacher who used to work closely with Johnson at Jenner.
He would come in on Fridays with all of these ties that his friends had brought to him. And it was such a game changer to come into school and see these boys just so proud of how they looked.
Within 4 years of teaching, the Chicago Teachers Union came calling. Johnson has risen up the ranks of the CTU, which has been instrumental to his bids for elected office, and has poured over $2 million into his mayoral campaign. Johnson's been attacked for his CTU ties. His opponent, Paul Vallis, has called him a, quote, wholly owned subsidiary of the union. Johnson pushes back on that, saying he may not always meet the CTU's demands if elected.
And there might be a point within negotiations that the Chicago Teachers Union's quest and fight for more resources, we may not be able to do it. So who better to deliver bad news to friends than a friend?
Still, Johnson has avoided singling out any one issue on which he disagrees with the Teachers Union. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.